rhyme.
And treason.
But we shoot to kill, and you know we always will. It's a bomber, it's a bomber. Scream the lights and fires, hear the black death rising power. Fires don't come any closer, they fall to the bone. Because, you know we do it right, a mission every night. It's a bomber, it's a bomber, it's a bomber. Ah!
Episode 68, Air Raid. Drone strikes are coming across the U.S.
That's right, so you better watch out.
They can order a drone strike on your ass.
Probably for listening to this show.
Exactly. So, surveillance, too, with the microscopic fucking drones with cameras on them and shit. For the police force. It's coming.
It boggles my mind that we can have a satellite that can read the data on a dime from outer space, but yet we can't get a clear picture of Mars.
There you go. Well, hey, the Mars rover.
Yeah. What about that dude, the Red Bull dude that jumped out of that, like, space
thing? Oh, that was pretty awesome.
Free dive, yeah, like 100,000 miles or whatever.
Pretty much in, right past that Earth atmosphere.
Yeah.
I can't even talk.
Fucking epic, dude.
Because we've been drinking heavily. But wow. Episode 68.
That was a massive volume change.
That's right. We're representing. And we're saying, basically,
Air Raid, bitches.
Air Raid. Down on your ass, North Korea.
Yeah, you know. I mean, shit's going down all over the world. Yeah, so
Kim Jong-un, he's a little bitch. But he's trying to threaten the world with a nuke.
Yeah,
could go on South Korea or Japan. So there you go, the Air Raid edition, totally legit.
And you
get some subject matter.
As Top Gun thoroughly imposed upon us as impressionable youth, fighter jet pilots are some pretty fucking cool dudes.
Iceman.
I mean, you get a cool nickname like Iceman, Maverick. Ghost. Maverick.
I actually bought that movie
Goose.
In 3D recently. Which Gower needs to see it. He'd be totally stoked. The volleyball scene was even that more fantastic. Just kidding.
Wow.
Or that much more horrifying in 3D.
Three-dimensional beads of Tom Cruise sweat oozing down the lens of my glasses.
Anyway, here we go. To all the bombing in the world.
Kelly McGillis.
This is your show.
In her Farrah Fawcett hair in all
dropping
its 3D glory.
On countries, that's what we do. Rhyme.
And Kim Jong-il of treason.
One thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your balls. Got it?
What's your problem with me?
Yeah? You wanna go?
Guys! Don't you see this is just what the terrorists want us to do? The war is out there, man! Out there! Now pull it together!
I was just a boy when the infidels came to my village in their Black Hawk helicopters. The infidels fired at the oil fields and they lit up like the eyes of Allah. Burning oil rained down from the sky and cooked everything it touched. I could only hide myself and cry as my goats were consumed by the fiery black liquid death. In the midst of the chaos, I could swear that I heard my goats screaming for help. As quickly as they'd come, the infidels were gone. It was on that day I put a jihad on them. And if you don't believe it, then you better kill me now, because I'll put a jihad on you too.
We'll be right back. Bone Patrol for stupid fuckface. I'll show you motherfuckers. And that's the way it is.
Episode 68, Air Raid Freshman.
Did you just get carpet bombed, Indonesia?
Well, at least you entertain yourself.
I guess so. Rhyming Trees and Radio, episode 68.
Coming at you.
We're here
right
in
now.
SAC. We've been drinking for a while.
And we continue to drink beyond the witching hours.
That's right. It's April.
We're in the garage.
Episode will be heard, and who even knows?
Who cares?
All I got to say is, yeah, the tension with at this point with North Korea.
At this point, there may not even be a Korea by the time this show airs.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un, he's a fat ass. He thinks he's cool, but no,
he sucks.
The guy played
way too many rounds of World of Warcraft. He's like, dude, I'm
raised
a level
in Switzerland.
Magi.
I'll nuke your shit.
He's got Switzerland values in a North Korean environment. He's supposed to be neutral. What the fuck?
You know you're a crazy motherfucker when China's like, yo, bro, we don't know that guy.
Yeah, no shit. So that's the tension in the world with the stupid missiles. Air raid can come down on us at any second.
So for all the fighter pilots that are out there getting ready to fucking strike hellfire missiles on stupid motherfuckers, here's your soundtrack, baby. Crank it up.
Yeah, exactly. Jungle F-16. Strike.
You got your F-16 Tomcat, your iPhone 5. Fucking plug us into your auxiliary jack and crank that shit up, brother.
Well, you just take down. Takes down an HQ.
Here's some fucking music, bitches.
Here we go, rhyme.
USA of treason. We'll be right back.
slow.
Yes, we're gonna have to go right to ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed? Sir, we've never gone that fast before. I don't know if the ship can take us.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Prepare ship! Prepare ship for ludicrous speed! Fasten all seatbelts! Seal all entrances and exits! Close all shops in the mall! Cancel the free-range circus! Secure all animals in the zoo!
Give me that, you petty excuse for an officer! Now hear this! Ludicrous speed!
Sir, hadn't you better buckle up?
Now buckle this! Ludicrous speed! Go!
Cancel the chopper!
So do you want more of a meow or ah?
We'll be right back. have 8 different bosses right now.
Beg your pardon?
8 bosses.
8?
8, Bob. So that means that when I make a mistake, I have 8 different people coming by to tell me about it. That's my only real motivation, is not to be hassled. That and the fear of losing my job, but you know, Bob, that'll only make someone work just hard enough not to get hit.
Episode 68.
Air raid, motherfucker.
You're gonna drop a nuclear bomb on your family and watch them disintegrate. Fucking air.
Light that shit up like the 4th of July, baby.
Here we go, rhyme and treason. Americans, that's what we are.
We are. We're shameless.
Just nuke them to the fucking Stone Age.
Nuke them to the Stone Age, have a beer, give me some McDonald's. It's all good.
Exactly.
I'll watch Nuclear a Disney Holocaust, movie.
Yeah, I'll just, you know, jack off of that shit.
Dude, it's better than a zombie apocalypse, I'll tell you that.
Just kidding. It's a horrible tragedy. The missile launches. What the fuck? So, air raid, what the, you know, you never know.
You never know when one's coming.
There's never been an attack on U.S. soil except 9/11, which was 9/11 was an inside job. Any comment on that?
I got a hand job on 9/11.
I think it was an inside job. 9/11. George Bush planned it just to get in the war with Iraq and drop a shitload of bombs that were left over from Vietnam. Really.
World Trade Center Building 7.
Exactly. Planned demolition on the building. It's totally obvious. It wasn't, you know, they just wanted to get in a war with Iraq.
Dude, I'm telling you right now.
George W. needed to get revenge for his dad for not taking out Saddam.
I don't give a fuck if you flew 7 airplanes into that building. There's no fucking way it's going down like that.
Yeah. Total scam, but hey. You got to fucking, okay. Basically, the military contracts, that's what the government, you know, government pays the military to build shit, and yeah, the government contracts.
Actually, here,
they give kickbacks to the government.
Here's a more accurate statement, I think, actually.
Missiles and all that shit to bomb countries.
More so than it being a conspiracy theory, I think, let's reel it in a little bit. Let's try and go, let's base it in reality as much as we can here. So, let's just say conspiracy theories about 9/11 aside. How about maybe basing it more in a realistic sense in the fact that the people that built the buildings were so integrated into the system that the conspiracy really isn't the fact that it wasn't airplanes that destroyed the towers, but the collusion that occurs between construction magnates that would build a superstructure of that nature that are cutting corners and using cheap second-tier products and not actually building it to the quality and the standards that are expected, so that when something like that does occur, it actually doesn't hold up to the requirements.
Yeah, I'm not buying it, man. I'm pretty sure it was demoed
by
a team.
You don't
just
buy that,
like a regular demolition, watch a building go down. And yes, across town, there was a building that was destroyed. It was never hit by an airplane. What the fuck?
I don't know.
But it's an air raid edition. That's what happens.
Yep.
Sorry.
So I think we just lost all of our military listeners.
I don't give a fuck. 9/11 was a fucking scam. Rhyme.
And
more bombing on your fucking asses.
And that segment about defined treason.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Move it, now move back. Hands up, now hands down. Back up, back up. Tell me what you gonna do. Yeah, boy.
mind, we still stay street. Big things happen every time we meet, like a track team, crack team, dying to geek. Outcasts bumping up and down the street, slam back, Cadillac, by five niggas, 75 MCs, freestyle to the beat, cause we get drunk, stay drunk at the club. Should've bought an ounce, but you caught the dub. Should've held back, but you told the punch. Supposed to meet you good, but you packed the lunch. No D to the U to the G for you. Got a son on the way by the name of Bamboo. Got a little baby girl, 4 year Jordan. Never turn my back on my kids for them. Should've hit it, before you eat up, get a laptop. Make a bending for yourself, what set some goals. Make a fat dime out of dusty coal. Record number four, but we on the roll. Hold up, slow up, stop, control. Like Janet, planet, stake on the Azonia. Moving like floor, come straight to Florida. Lock like you understand, blocks and quarters. Put it up on bail, cause the women's in order. Like a three-piece bitch, before I cut your daughter. Your kettle talk on bail, then I hit the border. Pity pat rapper trying to get the five. I'm a microphone fiend trying to stay alive. When you come to ATL, boy, you bet not high. Cause the Dudley family gon' ride.
Right. Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating, uh-huh. So I don't see why I should have to turn down the radio because I enjoy listening at a reasonable volume.
Thanks.
From 9 to 11.
I used to think that I could not go on. Life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. And I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly.
Treason.